Stanford is rapidly becoming the favorite university for members of our family.
For me, Harvard was a series of firsts.
But at Princeton, studying art history, I felt really the first twinge of literary ambition.
And no matter how much time, though, passes, I still feel connected to Duke.
I probably had one of the greatest Yale experiences imaginable.
I'm Alias,
Toto,
Leslie,
Margaret,
Chloe,
Israel,
Joseph,
Karina,
Marjorie. Welcome to
Dreams of the Ivy League.
Hello everybody, today our theme is major universities on the East Coast of the United States. We will give you a brief introduction.
Speaking of the East Coast, I have to mention Harvard University. It's a world-famous private research university and also a famous Ivy League member. 8 U.S. presidents, 133 Nobel Prize winners, 18 Fields Medal winners, 13 Turing Award winners have worked or studied here. By 2014, there are 13 institutes at the university, such as law school, medicine school, arts and science school, education school, etc. Harvard University has a world-class academic influence in the fields of life sciences, natural sciences, law, medicine, business, and the social sciences. And by 2014, there were about 2,400 professors at Harvard, including several Nobel Prizes, Pulitzers, Pritzker and Fields Awards winners. It is recognized as one of the world's top education institutions.
Yale University is a world-famous private research university. It is a long-standing Ivy League school in the northeastern United States, and one of the 8 Ivy League universities that values undergraduate education. As one of the America's most influential private universities, Yale University is the 3rd university established in American history. The undergraduate college is equally famous as Harvard and Princeton. Over the years, they have completed the top 3 in the U.S. Yale's facility, curriculum, and teaching facilities are among the best in the world. 5 U.S. presidents, 19 Supreme Court justices, 18 billionaires, and so on are graduated from Yale. Besides, the 260 buildings on the Yale's campus cover the design style of various historical periods and have been honored as the most beautiful city campus in America by an architectural critic.
Being adjacent to the world-famous Hightech Park, Silicon Valley, Stanford cultivated many leaders in the field of high-tech companies, including Google, Yahoo, Nike, Sun Microsystems, etc., which laid a solid foundation for the formation and the rise of Silicon Valley. Stanford University discipline in the world rankings are in a leading position, especially in statistics and operational research, electrical engineering, computer science, medicine, business, social sciences, and other fields. They all have a world-class academic influence. Its hot majors include law, business administration, and education. The university calendar adopts the seasonal system, which usually begins at the end of September and ends in early June.
Located in Manhattan, New York, Columbia University belongs to the Ivy League School and is a founding member of the American University Association. Columbia University has world-class law school, business school, medical school, journalism school, and so on. The Pulitzer Prize of its Journalism School is the highest honor in the American press. The university also cultivated 5 U.S. founding fathers, President Obama and Rutherford, and 34 heads of the state, leaders, and 10 U.S. Supreme Court justices. Columbia University awarded the first M.D., which means Doctor of Medicine, in 1767. It was the first professional doctorate that in American history. Columbia is one of the most important research institutions in the United States and the first in North America to achieve the nuclear fission, the birthplace of Manhattan Project. These are today's brief introduction. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Hello, here comes our second part, Word and Slang. Today, we're going to talk about some words and expressions about application for overseas study. When it comes to overseas study, the first as well as the most important thing to think about is test. TOEFL, IELTS, SAT, GRE, and GMAT. TOEFL and IELTS are English language tests, while GRE and GMAT are postgraduate entrance examinations. TOEFL scores are accepted in North America, while IELTS scores are widely accepted in Commonwealth nations. As for the test itself, TOEFL is more academic than IELTS. Its perfect score is 120, 30 points each for listening, speaking, reading, and writing. All the tests are done on a computer, even including spoken English. The IELTS test includes 4 categories: listening, speaking, reading, and writing. Every category's perfect score is 9 points, and take the weighted average as the final score. Another thing to mention is that many question types exist in the same time in a paper, while there are only choice questions in the test paper in TOEFL.
GRE and GMAT are postgraduate entrance examination. GRE can be accepted by all majors except law and business, while GMAT is an MBA entrance examination. GRE includes 3 parts: Chinese of 170 points, Mathematics of 170 points, and Writing of 6 points. With every prepared and submitted, the only thing you have to do is waiting for the result to come out. If you are successfully admitted to your ideal university, you will get offer as a response. But if unluckily you failed, you will get rejected, wrote as REJ or RJ, which means you are rejected. Another case may come up that you are added to the waiting list. The not so good and not too bad, at least there do exist some possibilities that you are chosen. Okay, that's all about our words and slang. Thank you.
A dilemma whether to choose the West or the East when traveling in America. That is not the case this time. With no hesitation, Israel and Margaret, 2 Ivy League dreamers, have decided to travel along the East Coast, for some of the top universities in the world are lined along the way. Now they're in the taxi heading to Harvard University, their first stop, talk excitedly about what is waiting for them.
We are finally here.
Oh yes, we have been looking forward for this for so long.
What do you expect about Harvard?
Well, pretty much. Actually, you know, Harvard is one of the most famed universities in the world, and of course there will be a lot of things to explore. The well-known library, the special color of red. Hey, here we are.
Standing at the gate of Harvard, Israel and Margaret gazed at the campus with great respect. Slowly, they stepped in, looking around with curiosity.
It feels just like the way I expected, but still kind of different.
What do you mean?
We've seen some pictures before we came here, right? The grass and trees, the splendid building, they are the same as what the picture presents. But when walking among them, I feel they are real life and I'm connected to them.
You're right. I'm observing people passing by. You know, students have to survive in incredibly intense competition to study here. And when I see an ordinary-looking student passing by, I can't help imagining how excellent he actually is. Sounds like a masochism. and the seemingly ordinary elderly. Who knows how many academic contributions he has made?
Shh! Stop staring at me like that. They may think you're insane.
Okay, it's my fault.
I'm going to the library. Would you like to come with me?
Of course, but we can't get into it, can we?
We can't. But that's fine. Walking around it sounds not bad as well.
Indeed. Let's go.
After several days of visiting, Israel and Margaret are exhausted but still full of excitement and amazement. They visited so many excellent universities that sometimes they have an illusion that they're really studying here. Now they're spending the last days of their U.S. East Coast travel on the beach, talking about what they've seen these days.
It's so enjoyable to lie here after running out of energy.
Yeah. So tired, but still worthwhile.
Which university are you most impressed with?
Well, let me see. It's New York University, I suppose. The artistic atmosphere did attract me, with distinguished color of purple, and it has a lot to do with the city. It's not an independent campus, but mixed with the busy street and outside world.
It's hard to say. Every university has its characteristics, and to be honest, all of them attracted me in their own ways. Yale, the history preference, and the Yale blue, of course, blue is my favorite color. And MIT, all the most advanced science and technology, which made me realize the infinite possibilities of future. And Harvard, which we visited on the first day, they're all extraordinary. Anyway, now I'm totally in.
Not totally, I suppose. We don't even have the right to enter the library.
Not today, but someday.
Do you think you can really make it?
I'm not sure, but at least we should have a dream, right?
Fine. Who knows? The future holds incredible possibilities.
Just wait and see. At this moment, nothing can stop me from enjoying the beach.
Israel and Margaret left the dreamland and went back home the next day. Then they started working hard on their dreams. Will they come back again? Can they get into the library this time?
Welcome to our free talk. Yeah, today we have a new friend. Her name is Melissa.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Melissa. I come from Serbia.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a very small country, but it's nice.
Yeah,
yeah. I came to China this September, and I got the Confucius Institute scholarship, so I came here to study Chinese. My major back in Serbia was Chinese language, so
So what's your major here?
Just further studying Chinese for 2 semesters. I got the scholarship for this semester and for the next semester.
Wow.
So
I hope back
to my country, yes, to Serbia, and later maybe I will apply again to come here. I will see what I will do, because now I don't know. It just I just want my Chinese to be a bit better than it was. So that's the plan. But for later, I don't know really.
Okay, so today we are going to talk about some schools in the East Coast of U.S. And do you have some preference for a specific school in U.S.?
Not really for me, because these schools are so far away from my life.
Okay.
The universities in the East Coast, such as Harvard, Princeton, Cornell, 90% of this kind of university is actually out of our reach. So just like she said, it is just out of our consideration.
We're just admiring these schools from afar.
Okay. So do you have someone else who helped you admitted to that kind of university?
Okay. Though I can't get into these schools, but one of my friends, and he's the first now in my class, and he got into Cornell this September.
Is he on scholarship or not?
No, no scholarship.
Okay.
Yeah, and he has a TOEFL for 111, which is a really high scores. So he's really brilliant, and he's the leader of our Model UN group.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So But when he was applying for these schools, he applied for Cornell, Princeton, Columbia, and other really brilliant Ivy League schools. But he got rejected by some of the schools because those interviewees think that he's not suitable for their teaching methods, the teaching system, and other things. Not because he's not brilliant enough.
Do you think that each university has their own teaching style, this kind of thing?
Of course they do.
So how are we gonna know before we apply for the university?
I think these things cannot be understand through learning or asking for further. And this cannot be understood from former students admitted by them school. You have to experience it yourself. But
you mean we cannot do any preparation at all?
Okay, you can make some brief understanding of their methods, but you cannot really understand it, I think. You know, just these kind of things you have to experience. And the interviewees, the teachers, they tell you that you are not suitable. Maybe they have a reason, they have a point.
Mm-hmm. In those universities, they know how everything functions.
Yeah.
So they can see, for example, through some essays or mm-hmm. something like that, that you apply through essays to MIT, to Cornell or whatever university, whichever university. So what you write in those essays kind of depicts who you are as a person, or as a person, as a, you know, they know mm-hmm. what you're capable of.
Yeah.
So if they see through those essays that you're not suitable for their style of teaching or their methods or something like that, they won't accept you.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it will be like the waste of their time and the students' time also.
Yeah.
So it's they know, they just know. So that's why they don't accept people. Or accept.
Oh, I remember the story from our salon, you know,
mm-hmm.
about those about the Tsinghua students applying for Oxford and got rejected.
Uh-huh,
do you remember?
Yeah,
that's because he only revealed his
Yeah,
and never about his life, so he got rejected. And I think that's a kind of example for what I just said.
But I think these kind of students at the university approve, they are basically the same. For example, they always prefer the students like with various backgrounds. Like they must do very well in their academic performance, and in the meantime they also have their personal life, have their personal hobbies.
Yeah, but I think there must be slight difference between.
I think they should also be checking on background, like some the history of the student also, like if you have been caught on some illegal stuff. I think you should also, you know, those part of the world, they always, just like China, they also want to protect their environment and not like to get any kind of person in there as their students, because anybody they actually produce in later days, this is kind of a trademark. So they have to be good. So it's not just academically but otherwise. So imagine if someone that has a tendency of becoming a terrorist comes to be a student of their school. And tomorrow they say, this greatest terrorist in the world came from Susan Shaw School. You know, it's a bad name. So I think they also consider the history, the life history sometimes. And I think it's not really fair because they can't know everything with writing. No matter how you write or something, it can't really depict who the person is. So if they just base on it, for me, I think it's not totally a good standard to reach somebody. I think, like she said, the person needs to be experienced it. But, because imagine, okay, because maybe she actually doesn't meet up to what I can do, but she can write very well. And she writes very well, and I may not be able to write as she writes. And she's taking, I'm not taking. That's not fair for me. So I think that might be part of it. And regardless of everything, we all have to be flexible. be flexible enough so that if this way things that these are things are being done and I can be able to just adjust to that.
Yeah.
So they said, I said, what the kind of thing we need is this kind of students. I said, oh, I can also do like this. It becomes easier. Not when they say, this is where we do our things, and you say, ah, since I was born, this is where I'm doing my own. So definitely the teacher will see that you can fit into their school. And the best they can do is to suggest another school for you. Maybe give you a written note to another school that's saying that this person is good, just that person can fit into our school.
I have a little question for
both of you.
Okay. And can you give us some advice about how to polish our CVs?
I don't know, maybe through some kind of extracurricular activities, like something you do outside of the school. But that depends on the country and on the school also, because, for example, we, back in Serbia, we don't have those things. Like, outside of school, we don't have anything, like, anything that the school would provide or the society or something like that. You just need to maybe find it yourself, like, I don't know, first aid course or something like that. But for that, you need to pay, like, from your own money or something like that. Yeah. So I think it's... Yeah. And I don't know if, for example, in my country, I don't know if you can find it as a course. Mm-hmm. So I think that maybe those things should be provided either by school or government or something like that. So some kind of courses outside of school mm-hmm. would be very useful. So if you can do that, I think that would be really good. Like, you need to know how to, I don't know, maybe do some basic things or maybe get into some kind of society to help, like elder people or something like that. So I think that would be good. So you can be like a whole-rounded person and not just focused on academics or something like that.
She has almost said everything. Definitely, like, every young person has a tendency of reading. So when it comes to reading, everybody tends to be the same. So it depends on now what distinguishes you from her. So like she says, some other extra things that you do makes you better. So someone says that she has been in a group and she has been able to lead this group some to an extent, and this, all those are part of things that I think that also stands you out. Not just that she has always been getting A in the class. Everybody can get A. You are not the one. If you think that you are good, you come to a place, you see that you are still starting. So the thing is, you still have to do other things that stands you out. And
okay. So next, what factors will you take into consideration when choosing different schools? What's your opinion?
I think it's similar to what we think about after the college entrance examination. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. And like why we choose the UC. because of scores. I think for me the first factor is the academic resources. What I want to learn. 更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。